The question for Irma, IRMA, Nissanger, NISONGER, April 2357. Addresses a letter to Dr. Scott, SCOTT, Strong, STROM, 4631713. Dear Dr. Strong, a consultation for Mrs. Nissanger with a rapid change of kidney function comes accompanied with the doctor. She has diabetes, hypertension, morbid obesity, recently right-sided back pain, but no anti-inflammatory agents. Rising creatinine, metformin was discontinued. She says to be drinking 64 ounces of water, among other fluids. Denies vomiting, dysphagia. She has no teeth, no dentures. There has been problems of diarrhea for constipation, for what she takes Linzess, L-I-N-Z-E-S-S, with improvement of the symptoms. Urine question hematuria. There has been, however, prior history of vaginal bleeding, postmenopausal bleeding, evaluated April of this year by gynecology. Supposed to have a DNC on the next month. She used to take ASO, A-Z-O, to prevent urinary tract infection that was discontinued. Presently, no edema, claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes, no ulcers. She complained of pain on her legs when she stand up. Denied chest pain, palpitation, syncope, minor degree of lightheadedness on standing. Diabetes appears to be well controlled over time. Denies dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, oxygen inhalers or sleep apnea machine, no purulent material hemoptysis, no major upper respiratory symptoms, no skin rash bruises, no bleeding nose or gums, no fever, headaches, review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, past medical history for diabetes at least 10 years, well controlled over time, no documented neuropathy and no retinopathy or prior treatment with laser or shots. There has been problems of hypertension, prior nephrolithiasis, but nephrolithiasis with passing of a stone, black in color, did not require any procedures. Next paragraph, she is not aware of coronary artery disease, arrhythmia, heart murmurs, rheumatic fever, endocarditis, congestive heart failure, and no TIS or stroke, no advanced thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no gastrointestinal bleeding. She denies chronic liver disease. There has been, however, documented fatty liver based on CAT scan with enlargement of the liver a few years back on CAT scan. Denies pneumonia, gout. Next paragraph, procedures, surgeries, gallbladder, C-section, tonsils, adenoids, DNCs in the past, and prior cystoscopies and retrograde Dr. Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y, 2017. Recently has a pelvic ultrasound. There has been prior pelvic ultrasound with thickening of the endometrium. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, started smoking age 16 for 8 years and then stopped, no alcohol abuse. Next paragraph, her aunt was on dialysis for a period of time. She was a patient of mine. Next paragraph, medications include amitriptyline, glimepiride, Buspar, Lipitor, Linzess, Coreg, vitamin D, iron, and stool softeners of the metformin, and no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, other diagnosis for anxiety depression, Next paragraph on physical exam. Her weight is 306, height of 66. Blood pressure, couldn't hear it very well on the left, but on the right side it is in the 136 over 74. She is alert, oriented sign 3, attentive, fair historian, normal speech, no gross eye or mucosal anomalies, no facial asymmetry, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no carotid bruit JVD, no localized RALS, no wheezes, no arrhythmia, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness or masses, trace peripheral edema, no gross neurological problems. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry, few days ago, May 4th, no blood protein in the urine, although there was positive for leukocyte esterase, question infection, albumin creatinine ratio less than 30, which is normal, creatinine 1.7 for a present GFR of 30, that will be a stage 3 to 4, normal potassium acid base, a low sodium 136, a normal nutrition calcium phosphorus, no anemia, normal white blood cell platelets, urine culture negative. Back in March, creatinine 1.8, urine no blood protein. Another March 1.8. A1C historically well controlled. September last year, creatinine 1.8. GFR 28, normal liver function test, normal TSH, A1C 6.7, no albumin in the urine. March 2021, creatinine 1.2. Review electronic records. Back in 2015, Dr. Kirby, urology, did tachycardia ultrasound. At that time, there was normal 10.4 on the right and left with post-void of 44, which is minor. No other abnormalities. And there is CT scan abdomen and pelvis in 2017 with evidence of enlargement of the liver and fatty infiltration. Non-obstructed stone on the left upper pole of the kidney, thickening of the endometrium. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Subacute renal failure, no clear-cut evidence for pre-renal component or effect of medications. Metformin is non-nephrotoxic. I agree, however, about holding that medication because of GFR approaching 30 or less, potential causes of lactic acidosis. She has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema, given the history of prior kidney stones. We need to do an ultrasound to rule out obstruction and post-void bladder urinary retention. Workup in progress for postmenopausal vaginal bleeding. We will repeat new chemistries. We'll follow up with results. Urine do not show activity for blood protein or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. There were few positive leukocyte esterases. We still have to consider interstitial nephritis in the differential diagnosis. We will follow with you. End of dictation.